In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison open to a royal commission into the power companies. A Myanmar court sentences two Reuters journalists to 7 years in prison and charges over an alleged sexual assault on a child in Tennant Creek. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The Prime Minister isn't ruling out a royal commission into the power companies. The idea of a royal commission into the energy sector was floated by Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton 2 weeks ago. Scott Morrison has told 3AW, while it's not something he's going to adopt at the moment, he is open to the idea.
Your minister says the power companies as bad as the banks. You agree?
I do.
Oh, you want a royal commission into them?
No, not Why at this not? Point. I'm open to it, though, and I'll look at it.
You're open to a royal commission into the power industry?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Because one of the things I learnt about the Banking Royal Commission, and if you just give me a bit of time to explain this now, what I didn't, where I failed, was to properly understand the real pain people had been feeling about being treated so badly.
But Labor frontbencher Anthony Albanese has told Sky News the government should look at its own responsibilities for skyrocketing power prices.
What we need is some energy policy certainty. And the problem here has been 5 years of a government that doesn't have a policy. They knew what they were against, they just didn't know what they were for.
Peter Dutton says he's ready to defend some of his visa decisions when Parliament resumes next week. The Home Affairs Minister is under growing pressure over revelations he granted visas to two au pairs against the advice of his own department in 2015. Mr. Dutton has firmly dismissed suggestions he acted to benefit anyone he knew. He's also threatened to name Labor MPs who've asked him to intervene in what he calls quirky cases.
I've got countless examples of where Labor were issuing visas to bikies, to people that were involved in serious criminal crimes. Now, I don't know whether those people had links to the CFMEU, but I'm digging up some of that detail at the moment, and I can assure you not one of those on my watch.
A court in Myanmar has sentenced two Reuters journalists to 7 years in prison. The court found the pair guilty of breaching a law on state secrets during their reporting of the Rohingya crisis. The judge said the duo collected and obtained confidential documents. Reuters editor-in-chief Stephen Adler has described the verdict as a major step backwards in Myanmar's transition to democracy. A 50-year-old man has been charged with the sexual assault of a child in the Northern Territory town of Tennant Creek. The man will face one count of indecent dealing with a child under 16 and one count of gross indecency without consent over the incident on Friday afternoon. Police say he remains in custody and will appear in court at a later date. Tour de France champion Gerhard Thomas's hopes of winning the opening stage of the Tour of Britain in front of his home fans in Wales were dashed as German veteran André Greipel sprinted to victory. The 36-year-old Greipel chased down Australia's Caleb Ewan to cross the line first at Pembrey Country Park after a 175-kilometre stage, which also included Thomas's Sky teammate Chris Froome. Thomas finished safely in the peloton after finding the pace too fast on the final climb. It was Greipel's sixth stage win in the Tour of Britain. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, showers easing and 19 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 19. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 15. Canberra, similar conditions, 15. Wollongong, a shower or two, 17. Also showers in Sydney and 18, Newcastle much the same, 17, Brisbane showers 20, Cairns mostly sunny 29, and Darwin a sunny day and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett and this is SBS News.